hunger is not an emergency. This is a thought that I want you to adopt. If you want to use it as one of your useful thoughts for the week to remind you to stay calm so that you can listen for thoughts that you're having, just keep remembering, hunger is not an emergency. I got all the stores I need to get me through the next 15 minutes. I got all the stores I need to get me through the next 60 minutes. I got my water. I got my mind. And, you know, God love us, most of us have got our thighs. So we have all we need to solve hunger right now. The next thing is stomach size doesn't change. So let's say you're doing this and you're like, I'm all hungry. I'm like extra hungry. Not only like I was doing on the clock, time got away from me. Next thing I know, I'm like, boom, a negative five. Here's the deal. Here's your stomach. It's a fist. I don't care if you're fucking hungry or not. This is the size of your stomach. You don't get extra room in the inn just because you ain't ate in a while. You fill it up at the same volume, no matter how much juices are flowing in there to do hunger. So here's what hunger is. Your brain and your stomach are working in coordination. Stomach sends up like stuff like, hey, we're actually empty. We could use some fuel. The brain sends out chemicals like, hey, 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 we could use some fuel. That's chemical responses. That's all that's happening. As you get longer and longer away from eating and your body's like, you know, we're having to tap into your fat stores an awful lot. We might be a little tired of tapping into your fat stores. It just sends up more chemicals. It is not because somehow you bought landscape down there. You don't get extra room. So remembering that when you eat, my stomach is no bigger. I don't get like more food. I don't get to eat past my plus two just because I'm extra hungry. It's the same. So eat slower. And I will tell you this, the hungrier you are when you start eating, guys, most of us, our tendency is to just inhale and then we overeat and we think, oh, it's because we were too hungry. No, it's because you didn't pace your ass. That's it. So if you will eat slower, your body has to shut down all those chemicals that it's been like, hey, we need grub. You paying attention? Like it's got to shut that system down. It takes a minute to co-regulate. So the best way for you to do that is to consciously eat slower. Everybody who's right-handed, eat with your left hand. If you're left-handed, eat with your right hand. Put your phones down. If you're extra hungry, I guarantee you surfing your phone is not going to get the job done. You're going to need to remember when you're extra hungry to eat like someone who doesn't want to overeat. You're not eating like someone who's in a panic and an uproar about being extra hungry. You already know that version of you. You already know, like, here's my tendencies. Guess what? You got awareness. If you know those are your tendencies, come up with solutions to not just do the same shit over and over and over again.